People with serious illnesses spend a lot of time in waiting rooms. Commentator Heather King knows. She's had breast cancer, so she spent long hours in all kinds of uncomfortable plastic chairs, reading old magazines under bad fluorescent lights, and meeting people she wouldn't normally talk to.
When I was first diagnosed, I had one overriding emotion: self-centered, panic-tinged fear. So before I even had surgery, I signed up for a second opinion clinic. The day of my appointment, I found a seat and looked around at the 10 or so others perched stiffly on the edges of their chairs. "What a bunch of crap," a voice muttered, and I turned to see a petite blonde gal about my age in a clingy Dolce & Gabbana jersey and black leather pants. A pair of Calvin Klein sunglasses dangled from a cord around her neck. She was filling out a clipboard of forms and chowing down a Whopper. "This your first time?" she asked, wiping a smear of mayo from the corner of her mouth. "Well, yeah." "First time's the worst," she reported, as if I could look forward to several more such visits. "It's my third." "Your third?" I faltered, thinking, how does a junk food eating middle-aged mall rat handle three bouts with cancer? That was when I took a good look at her hair, bangs and a shoulder-length flip, and saw it was way too shiny to be real. She was wearing an ash blonde wig. "Oh, chemo's nothing compared to all I've been through," she laughed, following my eyes. "Double mastectomy, nerve damage, reconstructive surgery. Thought I was home free after the bone marrow transplant." She paused to scrape the pickles off her hamburger. "But now it's metastasized to my liver. I have three teenagers at home in Newport Beach. That's what keeps me going. That, plus my friends and shopping. Money means Zipola to me, which isn't exactly great for the old marriage." She jerked a thumb to her left, where a long-suffering businessman type sat shuffling through some papers on top of his briefcase. "But at this point, I could give a rat's ass. The only reason I'm here is to see if they have any drugs that might give me an extra month or two." I couldn't get my mind around it. This Orange County suburbanite with her manicure and Prada pants nonchalantly telling me that she was going to die. All afternoon, I waited in a white room while doctors filed in with their stethoscopes and charts. Around 5, the team came in to report their findings. The surgical oncologist summed it up. For stage 1 patients with a tumor under 2 centimeters and no lymph node involvement, the risk of recurrence is about 9%. 9% ran through my mind like a mantra as I got dressed and gathered up my things. If only it's not in my lymph nodes, 9%'s not bad. It could be a lot worse than 9%. I can live with 9%. Outside the elevator, I ran into the woman with the ash blonde wig. "How did you do?" she said. "Good news?" "Not bad, I guess," I admitted. "Oh, hon, that's great," she said, leaning over to give me a big hug. "I told you you'd do fine." She stepped onto the elevator and the doors closed behind her. What could I do but bow my head before such goodness, such bravery? This woman who was dying, who had been through hell. "Good news?" she'd asked, hoping I'd make it. I think of her often, this woman from Newport Beach who wore a huge diamond, whose hobby was shopping, who could have treated her husband a little better. And I remember how, when Christ walked among his disciples after the resurrection, nobody had recognized him.
Writer and attorney Heather King lives in Los Angeles.